On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-commerce Brand, I got a chance to chat with Hank from Nature's Wild Berry. We had such an amazing conversation about their growth over the years. They actually just aired on a Shark Tank episode, and you would not believe how insane that is. Impacted their business since that happened. A lot of real gems from this conversation about how they got started, and there's just so much gold in here. You guys are not going to want to miss this one. Hey guys, are you struggling to create offers that actually convert? Look no further than our must-have brand new course called Million Dollar Offers. With just a few short videos, you're going to learn the seven essential elements of a million dollar offer and how to leverage the power of AI and ChatGPT to iterate on your headlines and your prompts. The great news is that this course is actually completely free. So Google Upgrowth Academy, that's Upgrowth Academy, and look for the course called Million Dollar Offers. You guys will not regret this one. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, Jordan West back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-commerce Brand. Today I am joined by Hank from Nature's Wild Berries. Hank, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. Like I said, I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you a lot, and so it's a real pleasure to talk with you today.
Oh, that's great. You know what? That's the best way to start an episode like this, Hank. Just pump my ego up just like the tiniest bit, and we're gonna have a great time. I promise you.
I do a lot of driving, and you're my partner in the car.
That's great. It's funny because I, record these episodes, with people, and then I also, do my solo episodes, and I'm just, in my office on my own, and I sometimes forget, like, oh yeah, there's people who listen to this, in the thousands. And
I've gotten so much value. Just to be considered with some of the greats that you've had on is just a kind of an honor to me. So that's why I'm doing this.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that, Hank. Well, looking forward to diving in. For people who don't know anything about you, tell us just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, sure. So the quick version is that my name's Hank Watt, and I'm the product of two doctors and the grandson of two doctors. So everyone in my life thought that I'd grow up to be a doctor. And the last thing I ever wanted to do was grow up to be a doctor. To me, they just seemed like they had, very little control over the excitement and joy in their life. But, for them, I guess you had to have that calling. And that's kind of what I was looking for the majority of my life. And yeah. And in my 20s, my parents were diagnosed with cancer 18 months apart, and that really threw a curveball in my life. And I realized that health was something that you really can't take for granted. And you can always look back and say those were the days, but if you don't have your health, there's not much to look forward to. At the same time, I was realizing that I was identifying as an emotional eater. So when good or bad times happened, I would be celebrating with food or drink to excess, and I was just gaining weight. And part of that was mourning the loss of my dad. But I recognize that, if I don't stop doing this, I'm going to be facing diabetes. I had that pre-diabetes call. So it was a close one for me. Luckily for me, I had a best friend who had a restaurant, and it was called Planet Raw. And between 2003 and 2013, it was super famous here in Santa Monica and West LA, and started up in San Francisco. So it attracted all these foodies that were like on the vegan side. Yeah. And they didn't call themselves vegan. They called themselves vegan. They had honey on their desserts and things like that. But the vegans will tell you that they're vegan within 15 seconds of meeting you. And so, you can't serve them honey. And they would raise their pitchforks and say, hey, we want something that's completely plant-based. And so he was looking for answers, and I was his perfect guinea pig. He brought me these berries that turned sour things sweet. They're called miracle berries for slang. Their actual name is Ladidi berries. And I didn't believe it. I thought that if it worked on anyone, it wouldn't work on me.
Yeah.
And within 30 seconds, you chew this berry up, you let it coat your tongue. And I was blown away. I sipped this healthiest green juice that I ever thought was imaginable. I mean, it had dandelion. I don't know if you've ever tried dandelions, but that is really bitter. I mean, it had unsweetened cranberry juice, which was super tart. I mean, it had kale and lemon and things I would never put together. But as soon as I had it after this berry, it tasted like Jolly Rancher candy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. This could be game changing for me. It's not just a party trick or a novelty. This could change my life. And I let it do that while I was managing a cell phone store. right here, like a retail branch in Los Angeles. And so all my customers and all my coworkers, my bosses would come in and I'd give them this demo. And eventually I'm spending more time talking about the Berry than their actual phone or plan, you know? So they're just like blown away. They're like, why isn't this a thing? And so suddenly, like over the course of like 8 or so months, like 70 pounds just came off. And they were like, what is the secret? And it wasn't to me about losing weight. It was about being healthy. It was about, you know, reversing that trend of going towards diabetes. But it also wasn't about like searching for healthy foods. It was about satisfying my cravings. So it was about looking for things that tasted deliciously sweet, because I just have a sweet tooth. I ended up using it for more than just green juice. I ended up craving salads, which is something I have to tell you I never thought I'd ever admit. Like I was so proud that I hated salads. Like I was so happy to never have green on my plate. And so, but now salads taste like candy. It's really, I really want to do a deal with Sweet Green. I'm putting that out there. I've been working with them a lot lately. So that's something that you should cross your fingers for. But I'm addicted to Sweet Green. I love apple cider vinegar. Who would have thought I would have been somebody who put apple cider vinegar in things? And most people, you know, like my former self, couldn't stand that. So a lot of hacks we'll get into later. But ultimately, just to summarize it, this thing changed my life. And I was going on Google. I had the Google alert. I had everything set up to look for anybody who was doing anything with this berry, because the problem is it's just too perishable. You leave the berry out for a day and the berry goes bad. And that's why you never saw it in grocery stores, because you can't ship it anywhere. And then you have the tablet, which, you know, is like is purely a novelty play in my viewpoint. It's just, you know, like a once in a lifetime thing. So I wanted to bridge the gap and make it a lifestyle thing that changed my life. The only problem is that for 3 decades, no one had ever been able to preserve the actual fruit. They had tried and failed, but I was determined to take the challenge. And so I looked at my best friend after 3 years of, you know, not being in business together and just, you know, changing my life. And I said, you know, do you think that this is your calling? Because I think it's my calling. And he said, well, if we have a shot at being a startup that lasts long term, we cannot compete in the refrigeration frozen space, because he's coming from his restaurateur background. He knows just exactly how expensive that space is and how competitive it is. So we took 10 months and we experimented with all sorts of preservation techniques, and we landed on exactly the right way how to freeze dry this berry. And we did other things that made it more convenient for customers like me, like remove the seed and slice it in half so you could decide like how long you wanted it. So a half berry will last like 15 to 20 minutes and a whole berry will last like 30 to 40 minutes. So it's a little like, if you want to think dose sensitive, you can think of it that way. But, you know, over time, the glycoprotein that attaches to your tongue just slides right off and you go back to your normal taste buds. And so it's a really awesome window where I think of it as like time to do a bunch of fun mini experiments with. So we figured out how to preserve it, and then we went to market and we got like no sales on our website. And then we went to Amazon, and that was March 23rd, 2017. I remember the date like it was yesterday. And we started getting orders. And I have to say, for all of our faults as humans and companies and all that, we would not have a business if it wasn't for the online community supporting us on Amazon, for sure. So that was my little quick short intro of like how I got to come here and be on your podcast. And I think what we're going to talk about in the few minutes coming up.
Awesome. That's great. Well, hey, you just had something super exciting happen. You were just featured on the last episode of Shark Tank. Walk me through what that experience was like.
Okay, so about 90% of our pitch had to get cut for airtime. And that's kind of what almost everybody has to go through. So there's a lot of holes that I can, you know, fill the blanks in for you. But it was the most thrilling, exciting ride, because just like you, a huge fan of Shark Tank, you know, myself, I'm a huge fan. And so kind of had to pinch myself. And then there was about 8 months between, or 9 months between, the time that we actually filmed it and the time that it aired. So for those 8 months, I'm living in my head, because everything I'd known to Shark Tank, I'd seen with my eyes on TV. So I'm like, it was real. I didn't dream it, right? It did happen. Trust me, like it happened. And then I ended up getting to see it last Friday. We had a little viewing party. I got to invite my closest friends, family, and And we had a little PR there, and it was just a wonderful experience. However, knowing now, if I knew then what I knew now, I probably wouldn't have shown up, and I missed out on the opportunity just because the workload from that episode is just blew me away. So for the last few days, I've just been working nonstop and pretty much fueled by coffee, which is why I probably should be talking a little bit slower. But I'm telling you, the response has been amazing, and I just am so thankful for the experience, really.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's what an absolute experience. Hey, let's go back to, 2017 when, when things first started to take off. 2017, am I right there?
Yeah. So we started mid 2016. So this is our seventh year this month. And, pretty much survived off savings to get to the point where we started getting sales in March of 2017. So that's the timeline.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I want to walk through what has helped you actually be successful in the last few years. Are you just straight Amazon now, or do you guys have a decent direct to consumer presence?
Yes, and it hasn't been a straight path. Let me tell you, at different times, it's been different things. So happy to take it one step at a time with you.
Yeah, please. I'd love to hear about some of those first bits of growth and where you saw that come from. And then afterwards, I really want to dive into, what the heck is working in the last couple of years as, things have been a little bit harder for e-com brands in general. So let's go first back with, what really helped you guys, create the kind of business that you have now back in 2017.
Sure. So I'm going to share this with the intent to be as value driven as possible for all the listeners out there who are like me, who just want to try and apply it to their own selves. But part of it is going to be specific to my own journey. So, I have a very unique product. Most people aren't dealing with a flavor changing berry. So I totally get that. When we first started out and decided we wanted to be a company, I was really intent on not being pigeonholed as a supplement. And just because to me, this was a produce play, from the very get-go, I wanted to make this berry more affordable and more available. And the best way to do that, I thought, was to ultimately not pivot, but transition from building a brand online to building the brand in stores, keeping our online presence and making that stronger, month by month, year by year.
Yeah.
But, to me, grocery stores are how most people see things. And I thought the produce section right next to citrus is going to be our best bet.
Yeah.
And so, when you first start out, you have to make as much as you can with the opportunities you get. And so my mom, being a doctor, introduced me to a distribution company called Natural Partners. And she was friends with the CEO. And the CEO loved us. And we went in, blew his mind with the demo. And then he blew our mind with pricing. He was like, listen, if you want a shot in distribution, you're going to need to get these prices up so that people along the chain have an opportunity to make the money and you still have your margins. And so that was really critical for us because, we started out with the right pricing structure in mind. So like having the end in mind is almost everything.
And totally.
Then secondly, if you remember back in 2016, I don't know if you could take a time machine with me, Gary Vee was blowing up. And
yes.
He was kind of an inspiration to me. And I knew I wanted to get the Vaynerchuk opinion. And so we went to his office on up here in the Valley in LA, and we got a chance to sat down with Steve, which is his right-hand man.
Yeah.
And brought in some video, videographers just like the Gary Vee way. So we kind of fit in to like their Theos there, and we filmed his reaction, and he gave us some advice right off the bat, like in the very beginning, that really helped us. And he told us that this was an influencer play all day.
Yeah.
If we wanted to build a brand all day long, we need to be focused on, getting this into the hands of influencers and having them just do reactions. And he gave me some very valuable advice, which is don't expect anything from them. Don't give them a script. Do not tell them what to say. This needs to be completely authentic. And what you're going for is the reaction. If you can't get the reaction, no sweat, enough people will put it out there because the product is amazing and they want to share that with their community. So those two things, I think right from the get-go, really solidified us being able to know, like, have a direction. Those were my North Stars, if you will.
Yeah.
And so I'll stop there just to make sure I stay on topic. But I think just getting started, that's how we launched.
Yeah. No, I love that. I absolutely love that. And it's funny because I feel like I came up in the Gary V phase as well. Like in those early days, it was like, man, I mean, he was just absolutely transformational for so many of us in that time. And right. Some of that advice that he was able to give was really transformational. Hank, let's go to this year, last year. What the heck is working for you guys in this sort of down economy? And, you know, a lot of people are having a lot of problems right now. What's working for you guys?
Well, I mean, we know what happened in the pandemic. We were all like scared out of our wits' end. And when it first started, I was really worried for the business because we were down 40% in like a matter of weeks, and had no idea how I was going to, you know, save the company and save ourselves. And it was really frightening. But, you know, obviously the pandemic had an effect on online creators. And so we pulled out of doing our demos in person because demos weren't allowed, if you remember that. And we just went, you know, 100% straight to the influencers, just like Steve and Gary's company told us to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing quite like seeing a reaction. Like if you can't get it in person, which is my all-time ultimate favorite way to do it, like doing demos in grocery stores is my favorite. I love it. Like, I don't know if you know Will Smith's son, Jaden, but he stopped us while we were in Air One here in Calabasas with his girlfriend, and he had me and Giuliano step to the side for 30 minutes so that he could do demos to the grocery store people.
No way. No, I'm telling you. That's such a cool story.
Crazy, crazy story. Like, demos in person are the best way to go. But a close second is seeing familiar faces that you know online have that reaction too. So to me, demos never get old, and just started seeding a ton of product out there. And that's, I think, is the most scrappy thing that we've ever done, which is, you know, not we let people know, hey, listen, we're not established. We don't have a budget, but what we do have is this amazing natural flavor changing berry that's going to blow your mind if you just give it a try. And so, and then when we do get established, of course, we're going to have opportunities to work together, you know, which is a real thing. So if you don't have it now, I think an important takeaway from this, and maybe value point number one, or I don't know what you're at if you're keeping track at home, would be to, you know, sell what you have. And sometimes what you have is the future.
Yeah.
So don't forget that, you know, the time is not completely linear. You could talk about the past and live back there, or you could talk about the present, or you could talk about the future too. So anyway, so now to get to your point, what is working right now? Well, I have to tell you, like, obviously going on Shark Tank is something that is transformational. Like, we can get into that too. I've never seen so many orders in my entire life.
Wow.
For the last 5 days, for the last 5 days, it's completely blown me away. And the messages that I've gotten for people are really heartwarming and encouraging. Some people don't understand why they didn't have their berries yesterday. And it's, you know, obviously that they're probably not listening to this right now because it's for our kind of people, you know, e-commerce brands. But
yeah.
You know, if they could hear me, I would just want them to know, like, listen, there is not a moment besides right now that I'm taking away from getting like your orders out. And besides this time, like our, you know, we quadrupled the size of our production, literally.
Wow.
And our manufacturing team, like we manufacture our own products. So it gives us control about like how fast and, you know, we grow and how much we pump out. And so, you know, it's obviously it's not me. It's an enormous team of people that need to be thanked, and they will get their spotlight for sure. I'm not going to forget all the people that are helping Nature's Wild Berry become a brand that people, you know, buy and love and grow and know. And so,
you know, Hank, I'm so happy for you. I just think what an amazing, you know, cap to the last 7 years, right? Like getting to do this after all this time, and then seeing what actually happens when you're presented in front of, you know, a mass amount of the American people.
It's not all rainbows and butterflies. Let me tell you, you're absolutely right. Like in 2022, like Amazon, like Bitcoin, like everything that was really blowing up during the pandemic, everything had a correction.
Yeah.
And so we were, you know, also down 40% almost for the year in 2022. And that was another really challenging time. And it was, you know, really focusing so much on, you know, not the pain and the suffering, the current, but remember, like during the pandemic, we 5X'd our business. So of course, we're going to have some sort of a correction after yeah. that when life comes back to normal. And then also, it's like during that year was the exact time that I used my favorite app in the world, which is LinkedIn. My favorite app in the world has to do with relationships and people, for sure. No question about it. LinkedIn is how I've had the most opportunity, the most success, because others who have done it before me have become my mentor.
Yeah.
And then not just my mentor, but like a sponsor, because they talk about me to other people when I'm not there. And that's incredible. That is life changing. And it wouldn't have happened had I not popped up on LinkedIn and started contributing, started offering value. So unfortunately, if you find me on LinkedIn, I can't accept your request anymore because I'm maxed out at that 30,000 limit, but I will follow you back. I will be a advocate. I don't, you know, I as an entrepreneur don't need to make money off of other entrepreneurs. So I'm in a very unique position where I can offer my thoughts for free 99.
Yeah.
And I've been there with Amazon, and Amazon has a lot of things that, you know, not necessarily seller support can help you with. And I can help you. So if you need to hit me up, I'm a little busy at the moment, but time will open up for me and I'll be able to help you grow. I've done that for many entrepreneurs, and I love seeing entrepreneurs become successful. That's my reward. And so, awesome. So I was going somewhere with that, but remind me.
We were just yakking, Hank. I'm not exactly sure where we're landing this plane, but I'm going to have to ask you the question that I ask everyone who comes on the podcast. What is your secret to scaling?
Yeah. So like I said, probably that connection that I got with Mike Fata, Ari Raz, these people that have been an inspiration to me, like help me want to help other people, but make my own mark in life, you know, so to speak. And, you know, another secret that I think goes unsaid a lot is that I think the best co-founder in the world.
Wow.
And so like I've said a couple of times, I couldn't do this on my own. And, a lot of times I see solopreneurs and I think, wow, you have something. I'm not that brave. You know, I'm not that brave to do like an all juicing liquid fast for 30 days or whatever. I'm not that brave to, I'm not that like self-disciplined to, you know, like, you know, torture my taste buds without the berry and things like that. You know, like I have certain limitations that I'm very self-aware of.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about, you know, being self-aware, because that was the biggest takeaway I got from Gary Vee. And I'm probably sure that that probably made a mark on you too.
Oh, absolutely.
Since you remember that. But my co-founder, my best friend from Los Angeles, from Santa Monica, is the hardest working dude that I've ever met. He came from a restaurant. He was brought up in a restaurant, and I did 10 years of food service. So I think almost everybody, if they have the opportunity growing up, like in your early years or your late years, whatever, you're never too old to be a server, because once you're a server, you're always a server. And not in the literal term of like serving tables. I'm talking about how you approach people. If you want to serve, then you have the best opportunities, I think, in life, because you have perspective and you have a willingness to want to help other people.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly the qualities that I saw in him. And he was just a complete workhorse, like does not quit, just like me. And he also had this calling to where he wanted to do something in the raw space, in the food space, and something that hadn't been done before. And so we both looked at each other like, dude, this transformed your life. This can transform my life. And so we teamed up. And having trust between two partners is everything. Like the last thing that you want to do is second guess your partner. And it's so easy to do.
Totally.
It is, because doubt creeps in your mind. Like, we're human. We have pulses. Like, we're not robots or machines.
Yeah.
And you're not going to agree on everything, let me tell you. Many times where we're playing devil's advocates with each other. But the key is you need to feel like you're in this 50-50 or maybe even 100-100%.
100-100, totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this is like a marriage between two best buddies, and our babies are our product. You know what I mean? Our baby is the company. So you have to, in my opinion, you have to not settle. You can't just take a complete stranger and say, okay, I'm going to do a life-changing business with you. Like, that's just, it's going to be really rough going forward. It's not just like starting out. It's like how do you see the next 5-10 years or something?
Hank, I got three questions left for you. I hope that you are ready.
Drop it on me.
All right. First question, favorite tool or app that you're using right now?
Okay. Definitely LinkedIn. I said that before, but yep. If I was going to give any more value, something that, you know, probably everyone knows about is Instagram, but you need to use that DM tool. Like, you need to max that out every single day. And sometimes Instagram will let you come back with DMs throughout the day. So I would be maxing that out 3 times a day if you can. And I can't be understated. Like, it is a numbers game. And if I were you, like, I would make it like as completely mindless as possible, whether that means having a VA do that with you and for you, or if you've got, if you just got your own time and your own effort and energy, make sure you get those messages on a clipboard so you can just reply within 2 seconds and get in and out. But seeding has been something that if we didn't do, we probably wouldn't be talking here today. So that, you know, seeding product is probably the biggest key, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And no pun intended, I'm sure. Hank, another question for you. Favorite podcast or audiobook that you're listening to right now?
So many. I mean, I told you how much I loved you, and that's probably not a whole lot of value for other people because they already have you. But one of the things that makes me feel great. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying that. I wouldn't be here. I promise you. Susan Jeffries wrote a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Okay.
And that has been something that, you know, when I first started out as a food server, I was nervous. I have like these nightmares of being a food server and getting things wrong. And, you know, ultimately, I would walk up to a table and just perform. And something that like that is something that you need to do, have an approach to everything that you do in your business. Like, it's going to be nerve wracking. And like walking out on the Shark Tank carpet, I actually lost my voice because all the saliva in my mouth just evaporated. I don't know how it went. And I couldn't talk. Yeah. And so I had like an emergency meltdown right before I went out. I was like, water, emergency.
Yeah.
And then they were able to cut out part of my pitch that I just had to guzzle water just to get my voice back in front of the sharks. So you're going to feel a lot of nerves in the big steps that you take in your business because so much is on the line. But you need to do that for you to grow. So That book has really been transformational for me, Susan Jeffries.
Oh, awesome. And guys, remember, anything that we talk about in this podcast will be in the show notes. So please go check those show notes out. If any of this stuff sounds interesting to you, that's exactly where you're going to find it. Hank, last question for you. You just found out you have a year to live. What changes?
Well, you know, probably something I should have been doing with the company is making sure that all of our, you know, standard operating procedures were, you know, well documented so that somebody could pick this up for me. You know, my goal is to have this outlive me. So, you know, I don't want it to end when I end. I don't think that that'll happen, but, you know, that would be a huge, huge goal, is to make sure that this transitions. And then, just set it up to where that you're constantly in a state of gratitude every day for things that you just can't take for granted. You know, get your nature in, get your meditation in, get your, you know, your great sleep, and then just set yourself up to be able to give the most that you can for your business.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. Hank, thank you so much for coming on. You know, where can people follow you on LinkedIn? I think that's the question, because you can't connect with people anymore because you have so many connections. So where can people connect with you and then find out more about Nature's Wild Berry?
Sure. So Hank sounds too much like hey, and what sounds too much like what. So anytime someone yells hey or what, I have to look. It's a fate worse than death. And wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. You're not allowed to ask hey, what's up. It makes me look every time. But that's an easy way for you to remember Hank Watt, and that's on LinkedIn. And I think I'm one of the only Hank Watts on there, but very happy to, you know, be a source of value if I can. So that's simply probably the best way for me. Otherwise, Nature's Wild Berry on TikTok or Instagram, that goes directly to me. My email is hank@naturewildberry.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Hank, thank you again so much for your time today. This was an absolute pleasure from my side, and I think people are going to get a lot out of this.
Obviously, I'm hyped and I'm pumped just to be with you. Thank you so much. Really had a great time talking with you, Jordan, and I can't wait to continue listening to other entrepreneurs, because you've given way more value than I'm doing today. So thank you, man.
Oh, appreciate it. Are you an e-commerce founder or marketing leader struggling to get new offers or creative and copy to test fast enough in your ad accounts? Do you feel like your ad campaigns are falling flat and not generating the results that you actually need this year? The pain of not being able to effectively test and optimize your ad campaigns can lead to tons of missed sales and a huge amount of lost revenue, but we've created a solution. Introducing the Viral Offer Bundle from Upgrowth Commerce. For just $99, you're going to receive 10 highly engaging image creatives, 30 scroll-stopping headlines, 30 captivating ad copy variations, and 30 ad descriptions. These powerful tools are going to help you quickly test and optimize your ad campaigns to get the best results possible. Do not miss out on another sale. Visit www.upgrowthcommerce.com/offer to buy today and then start seeing that relief from your ad campaign pain. Again, that's upgrowthcommerce.com/offer. Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.